Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
Yes, 02301. Thank you for calling that. I mean, for answering, finally.
May I have your name?
Patricia. It's Patricia. My last name is Theo, Dad. You guys just took a fraudulent money out of my account. You guys sent me this survey to do that would get me a little vacuum. And it says $5 for shipping. When I entered my information, you guys took $44.95. That's fraud.
So I need to locate an account in order to help you? What did you say your zip code was? 12301?
No, 02301.
Spell your last name.
T as in Thomas, H-E-O, D as in David, A as in Apple, T as in Tom. My first name is Patricia.
Okay, I'm still having trouble locating an account with that zip code and last name.
As in 02301.
Yes.
02301.
Yes, that's the zip code I have. Do you have the first six and last four of the card that was charged?
Yes, I'll give you the card number. Hold on. 1 second, please. Give me 1 second. Okay. Where is it? Okay. Hi, how are you? Okay, the card, the first four numbers you said, 4403.
I need first six, last four.
Okay, last four is 7677.
I need two more digits on the first six.
Two more, 93. It's 440393.
Thank you. Give me one moment while that searches.
Thank you.
How much did you say the transaction was?
They took $44.95 when it was supposed to be $5. I just called my bank to notify that. That's fraud. I report it as a fraud because it is fraud.
Okay, give me one moment.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate your patience.
Thank you. So
I'm having trouble locating that charge amount, ma'am. Is the charge successful?
It says pending on my bank. It says pending. When I saw $44.95, I called the bank. I said, this is fraud. They told me $5 online. And then for shipping and handling. And then you guys, when I entered my information, you guys posted $44.95, so now my account is frozen.
Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, our company has not charged this card with that information.
It says on my card. It says $44.95.
Right. We don't have a charge for $44.95, ma'am, as well as our company has not billed this card. I do apologize.
That's okay because it's staying pending. It's still pending on my account. It's staying pending. My name is Patricia Fieldat, and I live at 37 Pondy Circle in Boston. I entered all my information after the survey. It says, you know, you should be receiving your Dyson vacuum within a couple of days, pending $5 charge. When I entered my information for the 5 days, they took $44.95. Right now, it's staying pending in my account.
I understand what you're stating. However, ma'am, our company is not the one who has placed that charge or that is pending that charge on your account. So what you're going to need to do is to reach out to your financial institution and ask them for the merchant number for the company billing you, because you have reached the wrong company.
Okay, I reached the company. I called you because that your number showed up under the email that was sent to me to fill out the form. That's the number that came up under the email that I filled out that took the money.
So what I'm stating is I do not have a charge for you, ma'am, which means you did not sign up with our company, which means you have the wrong number, so we wouldn't be able to help you.
All right, I'll call my bank again.
All right, and I do want to thank you for calling customer support.
Well, you should be careful, too, though, because they put your number. That's the number they put under that false advertisement.
It could be a recycled merchant number, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.